last world order.
Proudly brings to you Tag Team Champions of the World,
Leo Meanville,
Joshua Brown.
What an ovation, the fans are on their feet.
Sportsbot Podcast.
Now, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Smart Spot Podcast, and today we have a special interview. We have the amazing, awesome, antisocial Kim. Kim, tell the crowd what's going on.
Hello.
And we also have the lovely, the beautiful, bearded, bald beaut, my co-host, Joshua Brown. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, man?
And we got everybody on conference call. It's the new thing we're trying since we're doing these interviews. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We're having a good time, and we're going to talk about some wrestling. But first...
And other things.
And other things, yes.
Amongst and other things, yeah.
Other things. But first, we want to get to know our special guest, Antisocial Kim. So Kim, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, about your Twitter handle, and your gimmick, if you will.
Ooh, gimmick. I'm not really a wrestler, so I don't really want to call it that. I'm just a person on Twitter that just says crazy things once in a while, even though I have toned it down a bit. So
you're probably one of the most outspoken fans, in my opinion, which is a good thing, because this is the great thing about being a wrestling fan. You know, we have a great platform to speak our minds. You know, we have podcasts to listen to, and it's just a good time to be a wrestling fan. What's your favorite thing of all time about being a wrestling fan right now?
Ooh, I mean, I like being an outspoken wrestling fan, and then I don't because I get a lot of shit for it. It's like you can't have an opinion or anything, but I've made a ton of amazing friends from the wrestling community, which I'm going to be honest, I really don't like people in general. So the fact that I'm like opening up and making all these friends and meeting people and going places, it's like a whole new world for me.
Don't you have a phrase that you like to call people that bash about your opinions on the internet?
Yes, the basement bros. Well, it's not really bashing my opinion. It's more like inserting yourself in my mentions where you don't belong with nonsense.
Jerks.
Those sound like the guys that chant CM Punk at Raw shows.
They probably are. I guarantee you every one of them is.
So we have the same people that we can't stand, Kim, because I hate those people.
And they bring beach balls to events.
Yes. Hey, I have a question regarding, you know, your online persona. And I know you've been kind of going through, you know, dealing with some backlash, whatever you want to call it, where people are giving you a bunch of crap. But what do you think would be like one misconception, like a lot of your followers, like the people who are fans of yours or friends of yours, maybe online only, and in real life, what's one of the misconceptions maybe a lot of those people have about you, maybe you want to clear out now?
So apparently I'm just like this big whore, and everyone online seems to just think I'm this big whore, and it blows my mind because I didn't know that jokes and just like being loose at the mouth made you a whore. I just recently found this out. So I think everyone just takes what I say a little bit too much to heart, and they twist it, and it just gives them a completely different idea of who I am. And I'm actually really shy and quiet in person. That's the funniest part.
Now, do you think this is like a vocal minority that causes the most of the problems on this? Because it seems like looking at your Twitter page and seeing the support you get from all your followers, a lot of people just think you're pretty freaking hilarious and you have a raunchy sense of humor. Do you think it's just those people that are basement bros that are basically feeling that way? Or do you think it's more of a, what do you attribute that to? I mean,
everyone, I understand that everyone has a different sense of humor, and that's totally fine. If mine happens to be filthy, then mine is filthy. If that's not your thing, cool. Keep scrolling and keep it moving. But I don't know. It's just like, I don't know if people are getting offended. I don't know if, you know, I'm ruffling feathers. I don't know what it is. It seems to be people with avies that are not pictures of themselves, like stan accounts and just a lot of Facebook wrestling fans. The Facebook group seems to be a little asshurt by me.
How does that work? So they get a screenshot or something from something you tweeted, and then it gets around to these Facebook pages, and then that's kind of where the hate comes from?
Yeah, so that's how it started. Somebody screenshot my Shield tweet and posted it in a Facebook group, and it went from one Facebook group to 10 Facebook groups, and the next thing I know, I was getting death threats, and I was being called every name in the book, and it just turned into a huge thing, and I'm just sitting here like, how can you actually read a tweet talking about getting Superman punched and you're taking me seriously? Like, at what point did you read that tweet and say, wow, this girl's really serious?
So you essentially got slut shamed for a dirty joke.
All the time. It's to the point now where I can't even say anything without someone slut shaming or just having a stupid comment in general.
I will say this, and I'll speak for Leo because I know Leo feels the exact same way. You should be who you're going to be and screw the Dorito fingered, like Diet Mountain Dew beard neck basement bros, as you call them, and be over with it. Because I think the majority of the people that follow you and are fans of you like the way that you are. You're different. You have a unique voice. Yeah, is it a little raunchy sometimes? Sure, but it's also really funny. And personally, I like to see when you go after people because you kind of destroy people and it's fun. So that'll be my little piece.
That is very true.
Don't tone it down too far for these people. They have no life and no reason, and evidently have never spoken in real life to a woman. So
I almost feel like I've gotten to the point where I just don't do it at all anymore. Like, it's been a while since I've done it, and I did it, I think, I want to say like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the tweet was up for less than like 2 minutes, and someone had already screenshotted it and posted it in a Facebook group. And I was just like, I really, like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, it's so much easier to just be like, fuck it and not do it than do it and keep having people attack me over it. Also, like, it's fucking Twitter. Like, do you really think what I'm putting on Twitter, like, do you think I'm walking around outside screaming shit like Superman punched me in the vagina? No, I'm not leaving my house and fucking saying that to people in real life. Like, get over it.
With a megaphone, just walking down the street.
Like, I'm convinced that they think I'm just standing outside of arenas, like, waiting for something like this to happen. I don't know what they want from me.
They just want to cause drama, and unfortunately, you've become a target for some reason. And I would just implore this: anybody who's listening to this and checks this out, you know, if you see any of that, not just for Antisocial Kim, but anybody in this community, especially this wrestling community and female fans, because I feel like you have it a little bit more difficult in this community because most of the douchebags are male and for whatever reason just don't know how to handle dealing with the opposite sex. Protect each other. You know what I mean? I just feel like, you know, if you see that stuff happening online, call those people out because it's ridiculous. And it's sad to hear that you've had to, like, tone down who you are online because of it.
And it's all fun and games. Like, we're just having fun. We're all wrestling fans. We all enjoy the same thing. We're all just having fun. If your version of fun is different than someone else's, cool. You don't have to be around them. You don't have to associate with them. You don't have to follow me. Do your thing. I'll do my thing. My followers will do their thing. It's really none of your business.
Down with the basement bros in 2018.
I really thought that, like, it was going to end last year. And, you know, I had it again yesterday. And I was like, really? Are we really? Like, it's a new year. Fucking please. Can we stop? Can we find something else to do?
Right.
You almost have to wait until their ire gets turned to someone else.
Then you it's go always back to certain times of the month. Like, it's always closer to the beginning of the month, I guess, like, their data resets, and they're like, oh, let me get back on the fucking internet, and that's when they start.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
All right, so
let's talk about some happier stuff.
Yes, let's get into some current things within WWE that we can pick your brain on, Kim. Since me and Josh are huge advocates of women's wrestling, we just love women's wrestling. What are your likes and dislikes of the current women's division?
So, I may get some shit for this, but I was so happy that Paige came back. Love Paige off the fucking wall that she came back. And then out comes Sonya and Mandy, and I'm just like, okay. Like, I want her to do her thing by herself. I don't want her to be in a group. I don't like that they did two separate groups on SmackDown and Raw. You have, like, replicas. It's three and three. It's almost the same thing. They're, like, identical storylines for both brands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not liking it. It's just getting boring. I feel like I'm watching the same thing every Monday and Tuesday.
It's copy and pasted.
Yeah. And all these tag matches, like, is it just me? Or every time there's a women's match, it's a fucking tag match. Like, what are we doing?
Josh, I'll let you handle that one.
No, you're not the only one that notices that. We talk about it all the time. It's like the one thing we get angry about. Or they'd have a one-on-one match and they bring out like three women on each side, basically just to get 5 minutes of screen time while the other people wrestle.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let me have a women's match and fucking let me let the rest of them just walk out just so we can say, hey, you were on TV.
They have so much potential and so much talent that it just seems like they never know what to do with all the talent. They just want to put them into one segment and be like, okay, next.
And I don't feel like they did themselves any favors by bringing up more women, because you weren't even really using all the women that you had to begin with, and now you have more to use.
Yep. It's like they have to commit to more matches and time on their programming if they really want to continue this movement.
Listen, I love Alexa Bliss. We know this, but like, also, is she going to defend that title, or what are we doing?
I guess maybe not until WrestleMania.
That's what I feel. I mean, I could be wrong. Correct me if I am. I know there was a period of time when Nikki Bella had the Divas title, and she went quite a while without defending it as well.
Yeah, they do that from time to time. I just don't think there's, I mean, they're still building Asuka up. And who knows what they're going to do with Nia Jax now, especially after, you know, the whole Enzo Amore thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad that she's now out of that storyline, because I wasn't very fond of that anyway.
I will say this, though, about that. I like the idea that they actually had a purpose for her for once, instead of just being like Alexa's tag-along. I know you're not a big fan of them.
Yeah,
but
no, I mean, I don't like that she's Alexa's tag-along either. I would love to see her win the Women's Rumble. That would make me very happy. I think she deserves it.
Yeah, I could go with either her winning or Asuka winning. Those are my two.
My gut is telling me that Asuka is going to win, and I just feel like it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Although the whole Nia Alexa lead up to WrestleMania would be really something awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that they actually are going to have a match.
Right. Or Becky Lynch.
Yeah. How long you hold. Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's like me and Leo have talked back and forth, and we kind of feel like if, depending on which brand wins one of them, you feel like the other brand's going to win the other one. Do you agree? Like if the winner on women's of SmackDown, probably going to have a Raw winner on the men's?
It's possible. I mean, I don't want to say, I mean, I feel like they're pretty predictable. And if I had to say, I would say that it's going to be, they're probably both going to be Raw winners.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I probably am wrong.
We all could be wrong. We've been wrong in the past about our predictions, but that's awesome about like what we love to do is we try to sometimes we overthink things, and they could just like slide a curveball in there and throw someone that we didn't even expect to win. I mean, who saw Randy Orton winning last year at the Royal Rumble?
He could win it again.
Don't remind me, please.
All right. Let's see. Josh, did you have another question?
Well, I was going to see if you wanted to touch base on Rumble pick since we already kind of talked about it.
Kim, first match that I want you to predict would be...
All right.
Let's do Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus The Bar for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Who do you got?
I think they are giving them back to The Bar.
Agreed.
I'm also in agreement with that.
I don't think the Seth and Jason Jordan thing is working out. It's just like, it looks so awkward, too.
Yeah, yes, it does.
He's kind of getting over as a heel, I mean. But, yeah, it's not. I feel like it's a stopgap. Something to fill some time for a while.
Poor Dean. Bring back Dean, please. Soon.
Oh, please. My heart. My poor heart. Bring back Dean Ambrose.
All right, next match would be, let's go to the SmackDown tag team titles. Usos versus American Alpha 2.0, Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable. Who do you got?
I have a very weird feeling that they are giving them to Benjamin and Gable, and I don't know why. I love the Usos. I want the Usos to win, but I have a feeling they are dropping them.
Yeah, we're so hardcore on the Usos. We're such Uso fans. I think Josh will agree they're arguably the best tag team in WWE right now.
100%.
But that match, this past week on SmackDown they had a 1-on-1. It was Chad Gable versus Jey Uso, and they put on a fucking clinic. Chad Gable can run a match like nobody's business.
The Usos have been putting on matches.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like since SummerSlam,
yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Like, wow.
Love those guys. They're incredible. I'd like to see them keep the belts personally.
I would love to see them keep the belts. I just have a gut feeling that they are dropping them.
Okay.
And I'll be there screaming live, so you'll probably hear me.
That's right. You will be at the Royal Rumble. Oh, that's exciting. We're jealous.
I'm so excited. It's my first one.
Let's go ahead and do the Women's Royal Rumble. Well, give us your top three picks.
Okay, so I'm going to say Asuka because I just feel like it's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
My number two would be Nia Jax. My number three, which people are going to say, you're fucking crazy, it's not happening, is we get surprised, Paige comes back and wins it.
Ooh!
I like that.
What a call. Okay. Josh, well, how about you, Josh?
I feel like I'm reaching with that one.
No,
though.
I don't think that. I mean, we've seen crazier stuff happen in the WWE.
That's true.
Yeah. Josh, what do you think about those three picks?
I like all three. I mean, Paige for me is a little bit of a pipe dream, but I mean, Asuka and Nia Jax are probably the top two on Raw. And I mean, I would throw in, I think you already mentioned it, Becky Lynch is the only one I can see on SmackDown winning it.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love for Becky Lynch to win. I just feel like she's not going to, and I feel like that because we've seen the way WWE does Becky Lynch plenty of times already, so.
Yeah.
But I would
love
feel
like
her
maybe
too.
It's her time to throw her a bone again. It's been long enough for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's true.
All right. How about the – let's do the men's. Top three picks.
Finn Balor, Finn Balor, and Finn Balor.
Yes!
Yes, yes, yes.
It's got to be Finn. Like, what?
It has to be Finn Balor.
It's got to be. And it was funny because Josh sent me this little video from Raw 25, and they filmed after they did the little the thing at the Manhattan Center with DX and the Balor Club. And at the very end of the video, Triple H raises Finn Balor's hand like a show of, you know, he's the dude.
Uh-huh.
He's the man.
Like, this is my son.
Right?
They're the last two guys in the ring. I was like, I don't know, I wonder if that's a little foreshadowing.
Right.
Man, I really hope he wins.
Oh, the place would explode.
You'll really hear me screaming.
Oh, you could feel the roof blow off the building if Finn Balor wins.
I have been talking about this since... How long have we been talking about this, Leo?
Shit, probably since before SummerSlam.
Yeah, the demon beating the beast at WrestleMania is like... That is like the perfect match.
I just don't see how that happens.
I will be completely depressed if he doesn't win the Royal Rumble, to be honest.
Yeah.
Same. So will I.
Oh,
if he gets eliminated, I will be sitting there wishing for him to come back as Demon Finn. Like, I need him to win this.
He runs in the back and then he comes back in as like 30 as Demon.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I like that.
I need him to win this.
Me and Leo were kind of joking around, like, if it's just him and Roman puts him over and allows Finn to put Roman out. That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
That'd be really good for Roman, too, I feel like. Because then all the basement bros would stop booing him nonstop.
I don't know if they would take it that far. I feel like they'd still boo him, but it would do him a little favors.
You're right. That's a little bit of a pipe dream. I was just going to say, do you have anybody else, like, outside? I mean, obviously, we all want, all three of us are in complete agreement about Finn, but who would you pick as your alternates? Do you think it's pulled off?
So Finn is number one, obviously. I would not mind at all if Nakamura won. And I'm hearing a lot of people saying he is going to, so I kind of already have it in my head that Nakamura is going to win.
I wouldn't mind that pick if Nakamura ends up winning, but they'd have to fix the way they build him up because it's not going
right now. It's just
promos
not
atrocious.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything like amazing from him yet, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Word around is that he's going to win.
I'm just going to go ahead and call it. My dark horse is going to be Randy Orton.
But why do you have to put that evil out?
Because if it happens, I want to be the one that said he called it. That's why.
I will say he's been booked so strong going into this Rumble, I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, the end of SmackDown was incredible to an incredible match.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But
if he wins, I'm blocking both of you. Everything.
I don't want him to win.
No,
blocked,
I don't either.
And reported.
All right, and let's get one more pick from you from the men's Royal Rumble. Who else would you pick winning?
Everyone's gonna hate me for this, but fuck it. Roman Reigns comes out at number 30 and wins.
Boo!
back in Philly again. Is The Rock gonna come in and put his hand up again?
I feel like it should. I don't know. I don't know if it's because I keep people like, well, I fucked around on Twitter the other day and I said it and people were like losing their shit that I said it. But listen, it's possible. Is it not possible? We know Vince McMahon.
That's absolutely possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely possible. We could get round four Beast versus the Big Dog.
So what I tweeted was right before the IC title match on Raw, I tweeted Roman Reigns is dropping the title tonight and he's winning the Royal Rumble Sunday. So, if that happens, I said it first.
What about The Miz? The Miz has put his entry into the Royal Rumble. What if The Miz
wins? I've really grown to love The Miz, like the last year or so. Mm-hmm. I honestly wouldn't mind it.
I don't think anyone would mind it.
He's been, like, amazing.
Yeah, there's a reason why Rolling Stone named him top or best wrestler of the year, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I used to hate him. And then last year, I was like, wow.
He's good.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really grew on me. I was like, wow, holy shit.
Dude, I was watching Raw 25 with my wife, and I just looked at her, and I was like, I love The Miz. Like, that whole him looking at Daniel Bryan at the top of the ramp there when he came out, and Daniel Bryan was on the ramp after they introduced all the GMs.
Mm.
It was incredible. I mean, just the look he gave him, like, oh.
It makes me miss talking smack even more.
Oh, yeah. Why do they have to take everything good from us?
I don't know. Bring it back, please. And bring back The Miz on talking smack.
Yes.
I feel like that's where he started catching fire, is when he started doing those, like, quote-unquote off-the-cuff promos where he was just speaking his mind. His face was getting really red and yelling at everybody of how much they suck and how he's been put down the last, you know, 10 years of his career. That's when he really started lifting off.
Yeah, it was like they were just handing him a mic and letting him do his thing, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, so I think that could be another good one, would be The Miz.
I wouldn't be mad at that one at all, honestly. Mm-mm.
All right, now let's go to our two championship matches for the Royal Rumble. First, let's do AJ Styles in a 2-on-1 handicap match versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Ooh, Kevin Owens. I tweet it out every week. I fucking love Kevin Owens. I don't think I can love anyone more than I love Kevin Owens.
Nice. He's awesome.
I will be so happy if Kevin Owens wins. I know everyone's like, no, we want Sammy to win. And I'm just like, okay, but I want Kevin to win.
Well, if Kevin Owens does win, Sami Zayn also wins.
Oh, the co-champions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... I don't know. Everyone's feeling that, but I'm just like, I'm not really like, I like heel Sammy better, but yeah. I'm not invested in him as much as everyone else is.
I'm going with AJ Styles. I think AJ's going to overcome the odds.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they've been building it up to that, in my opinion, and I think he'll take them both out. On the other coin, if the two win, I could see Kevin turning on Sammy right then and there.
I feel like there might be some interference in this match.
Yeah.
Might have a little surprise something going on.
You think Shane or Daniel might come out?
I think so. I think a little something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what do you think is going to happen with Daniel Bryan? Do you think he's going to wrestle again? Do you think that's what this whole thing's about?
I hope so. God, I would love for him to wrestle again. I mean, I'm nervous for it because of everything, but I'm going to be selfish and say I would love to see him in the ring at least once.
Hell yeah. What if he enters the Royal Rumble and wins?
Oh, that would be incredible. I would be okay. You know what? I would be okay with that if that meant Finn had to lose for Daniel Bryan to win. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, agreed.
I think I would cry if Daniel Bryan entered the Rumble and won.
That would be awesome. That would be a really feel good moment. All right, last match I believe on the card for the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship: Brock Lesnar versus Kane versus Braun Strowman.
Get these hands. He's getting his title.
Oh,
Royal Rumble.
Thank you for saying that. That makes me feel so happy.
Yeah, I want Braun to win, and yeah.
Josh, why don't you you can break Kim's heart right here and tell her what our pick is for this match.
Brock is winning by pinning Kane so that Braun can take on Roman at WrestleMania, and the Beast takes on the winner of the Royal Rumble, which is Finn Balor. That's what's going to happen, because I've been calling this for like, it's got to happen. This is definitely happening.
Yeah.
Although Roman losing the IC title right before the Rumble made me a little bit uncomfortable and lose a little bit of confidence in my pick. But I just don't see how Brock's not dropping it is going to drop it before WrestleMania, unless they're going to do this like best of three or four with him and Braun. With maybe them like doing something at Fastlane before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course Brock is going to retain, whatever. I want Braun to win.
There you go.
Just give me something more this time. Like, don't give him one fucking F5 and have him take a pin right after that. Like, give me more than that,
yeah.
Please.
yes, he's not like a typical person. He's not going to eat one F5 and just go down. That was trash.
I hope he gets an F5. I hope that Braun Strowman eats an F5 and kicks out of it.
I hope Braun F5's Brock. How about that?
Oh, that'd be nasty.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That would be pretty sweet. Because you rarely see that anymore in wrestling when they steal the opponent's finisher and use it on him. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Make it happen, Vince.
Get at us, Vince. Come on. Listen to the show.
Get at me, Vince.
Get at Antisocial Kim on Twitter. Try it. See what happens. Josh, next question.
Kim, what is your favorite 3 all-time wrestlers not named Finn Balor?
Oh, why did you have to include that last part?
Because it makes it more interesting, because we already know.
Okay, so, I'll start from when I first started watching. My favorite wrestler was The Rock. Yep, and then we're going to travel a little bit into time. When I was a CM Punk mark, yes, I was. I'm sorry, I was.
It's all good. There's a reason why people loved him.
And of course, Kevin Owens, but I feel like I have to include Pete Dunne in this as well. I can't leave him out.
Oh, good choice. Pete Dunne's one of the best heels out there right now.
I love Pete Dunne.
He's just
all good choices.
He's so mean. He's so mean in the ring.
I just need more of him on NXT. Like, I need him at least 4 times a month on NXT. So just give me him on every episode.
They should include more of the UK wrestlers, I believe, because those guys are incredible talents.
At least have them on, like, every takeover. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Let him defend the title on the takeovers.
I was going to say, are they not on this takeover?
I don't think so. They weren't on Brooklyn either. Well, on Brooklyn, they were in a dark match and a tag match. They weren't on the pay-per-view, and I don't believe that they're on this one.
Damn.
Not that I've seen. I haven't seen anything of them being on.
Yeah, because they did a random championship match on a 205 Live, didn't they, or something crazy like that? Or was it? Oh, no, it was an NXT regular taping.
Yeah, it was either NXT or 205 Live, I believe.
I think it was an NXT not too long after the last takeover. They had them just randomly at Full Sail.
Yeah, and it was an amazing match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always.
Always, yeah. Those guys always put on a fucking clinic when they're in the ring.
Pete, Tyler, give me Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate forever.
Right? That's going to be one of the more underrated rivalries of this time just because it's not on the main roster.
Yeah, but they're definitely getting noticed, for sure.
Definitely. Now, that kind of will lead into the next question. Speaking of rivalries, what was your favorite storyline/rivalry of 2017?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Braun and Roman.
Nice!
Yes.
I loved every second of it.
It was so good it turned Leo into a Roman Reigns mark.
I wouldn't call myself a Roman mark. I appreciate Roman Reigns, but I am and will always be a Braun Strowman mark till the day I die.
I think we all are at this point,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I love Roman too, but yeah, they did their thing.
They did,
and I loved every second of it.
Yep, that's what I want to see at WrestleMania. I want to see those two go at it.
Yes,
I'll take that.
Right. And then
just brings me back to Braun winning at Rumble. And then they can just have Braun and Roman at Mania.
That'd be okay. That's the one way I'd be okay with Roman winning is if Braun won the Universal title.
Oh, then you guaranteed a. But then you'd have to have a Brock Braun rematch.
Yeah.
Can we just like get rid of the whole Brock Lesnar? Like, I'm bored.
That's what I think is going to happen after WrestleMania. That's my hope, is that he's going to
say bye-bye.
Chill out after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bye-bye, but maybe take a long hiatus.
He needs to.
Maybe Vince will finally stop paying him.
Save some of that money and put it back into Pyro. I miss Pyro.
Put it on Finn Balor.
That's awesome. Josh, you got another question?
I do. It's actually not wrestling related. I'm going to go away from wrestling for a second. Because all three of us are gamers.
Yeah.
What is your favorite gaming system of all time, and do you have a favorite game of all time?
So, I have always been a PlayStation girl since the beginning. But that's a tough one, because I love all the Nintendos as well. But I'm going to go with PlayStation, because I play it the most, I've had it the longest, and my favorite game is on PlayStation as well. Yeah, I'm going to go with PlayStation.
Okay.
And what's your favorite game?
My favorite game is Fallout 4.
Nice.
Oh,
I have played... I have played Fallout 4 four times on PlayStation, four times on Xbox with all four endings. I am obsessed with Fallout 4. My favorite.
It's one of the best
games
ever.
And I can probably play it like another 8 times. I can continue to just replay it over and over and over.
Yeah, I've definitely done my walk through the Fallout, the crawl out through the Fallout, if you will. Multiple times, just because it's so much fun. It's one of the greatest games ever made. All right, next question, and this is the final question for me. If you could make a stable of your own with the current roster, you get 3 to 5 choices. Who would be in the roster, and what would be their name?
So is there can it be men and women, or does it have to be either or?
Yeah, you can
anyone
have men,
I want?
Men and women.
Okay, so... Does NXT?
Yeah.
Does that roster
count? Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's throw NXT in there.
Let's fuck it. Throw them all in. So I would do Pete Dunne, obviously. And I would have him with Finn Balor. So I would have three people, Pete Dunne, Finn Balor. I feel like I would put Paige with them. And it would almost be like back in the day NXT with Alexa Bliss and Buddy Murphy, something like that. And obviously I would call them the Antisocial Kim Club. What else would I call them?
That's awesome.
Of course it would be.
And I'll throw myself in there too. Fuck it.
Yeah, you can be the manager. Go old school.
Right? That would be a too sweet club right there.
Yeah, I think I would go with those three. I almost feel like I see now. I want to see Finn Balor and Pete Dunne in a ring together.
Ooh, that'd be a stellar match.
I
could definitely see that happening in the future.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I'm all excited for shit that's not going to happen for another 5 years.
Well, you can always go back and listen to this interview and go, you know what? 5 years ago, listen to this. I called this shit.
I have one final question. It's just a short one. Who is your Jinder Mahal of 2018?
Oh, Jinder Mahal.
What I mean by that is mid-card or lower, jobber, jaber, enhancement talent, whatever you want it, somehow moves up to either main event status or in the spotlight that you wouldn't have expected.
I mean, for me, that's already Jason Jordan. I feel like they're just going to put a rocket on him and fucking shoot him all the way up, and he's going to have everything soon.
I'm hoping it's somebody from NXT. It's not even on the card yet. But
maybe they'll do it to Ricochet.
Yeah, or Velveteen Dream, maybe. That's my fingers crossed.
Oh, I wouldn't mind Velveteen Dream.
He's amazing.
He's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, that dude is badass. And does he have a match at TakeOver?
Yes, he does.
Who's he facing?
He is, I believe he's facing Ono.
Ooh, that'll be a fun
match.
If
I'm not mistaken, I saw that announced on Twitter earlier. I don't think I'm wrong. I think I'm right.
Okay. That'd be fantastic. Ono's amazing in the ring, too, for his size. Because he does shit that you look at him, you're like, how's that big man able to do front flips off the, you know, over the top rope and land like perfectly? That'll be a fun match.
I'm not, I don't know, I feel like people are really excited about him, and then I'm just over here like,
I'm more excited about his in-ring work than anything. Because he actually, like him and Johnny Wrestling had a really good match a while back.
I need to watch Ono more.
Yeah.
I need to put more time into it.
Absolutely.
Well, they're probably going to open up the show. Like, if you look at the card.
Oh yeah, most likely.
They'll be the first match, so hopefully they just set the tone. I can't believe did you know the female Baron Corbin's got a title match this weekend, right?
Oh, I
does she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's taking on Ember Moon.
What?
I know, it must be nice, right?
Walk right in,
get a title shot.
Gross. Makes me so angry. I do not like her, mainly for the fact I think because she injured one of my favorites, Dakota Kai.
If we're being honest, I don't have a good feeling about it. I feel like they're gonna give her the belt.
It would break the NXT mold, because I feel like the way NXT does their champions, unless they get injured, they keep the belts on them for a long time.
Yeah. I also feel like they might give it to her this Sunday, and then maybe in a few months, you know, hey, Ronda Rousey, here I am.
Oh, yeah.
I want that belt from you.
That brings up another good point. Ronda Rousey. A lot of people are saying that she might even win the Women's Royal Rumble. How do you feel about that?
I don't think she's going to be there. I don't think she's showing. I think everyone is just so set on reading the dirt sheets, and everyone's like, yeah, Ronda's coming. And oh, Triple H was out to dinner with Ronda. And like, I think everyone is just working it up themselves. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think she's going to be there. I don't think we're going to see her. And I could be wrong, whatever. Fucking call me out on it. I don't care. I personally do not think she's going to be there.
Okay. What about you, Josh?
I agree. I don't think Ronda Rousey is going to show up.
I think I'll third that. I'd like to see her start up in NXT.
I can't imagine somebody not ever competing in a professional wrestling and then like just showing up and winning because you're Ronda Rousey. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, stranger things have happened, but I just don't see it.
Or if they want her to come out this weekend, then, like, after the Shayna Ember match, if Shayna wins, maybe she just comes out on the ramp, stares Shayna down a little bit.
That'd be cool.
Don't just fucking throw her in the Rumble.
Yeah, because I feel like if they throw her in the Rumble and then they have her win, that's just a huge slap in the face to all the other talent that have been working their asses off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So.
I almost feel like she'd get, like, a Roman Reigns silly boo.
Yeah,
I think it would be worse, to be honest with you.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I'd boo that. And I don't like to boo. I definitely think
that would be the reaction if that happens. But I don't think she's going to show up for the Rumble. That's just my opinion.
I think that's a good call. I'd like to see her show up at NXT TakeOver. That'd be sweet.
I wouldn't mind that. Like, you know, if they give Shayna the belt, just have her come out. Have her walk ramp or something, stare Shayna down, they look at each other, she walks away, give me something like that, I'll be fine with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kim, is there any other final words, thoughts that you want to talk about with the tens and tens of people that listen to our show?
Yeah, just let me tell my jokes and leave me the fuck alone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just
no, that's fine. That's perfectly acceptable.
I hope people got a little bit of a better idea of who I actually am as a person. If anyone had a different idea of me, you know, from the jokes or whatever, now you get to see a little bit more of what I actually am in real life, and maybe it'll change your mind, maybe it won't. I mean, I'm still sleeping at night, but I just want people to see the other half. It's not all about the shit that comes out of my mouth all the time.
Well said. If you guys are listening, this has been awesome. I'm so happy that we finally got Kim on the show. Kim.
Thank you guys for having me.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for setting time for us and, you know, letting us have this interview. It's been really cool talking with you, and hopefully we can do it again. Like, maybe we can get, like, a Royal Rumble reaction from you or something on Twitter.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I was really awkward. So anyone listening, if you think I'm awkward, I am, but whatever.
Fuck your feelings.
You were not awkward at all. You did perfectly fine. That's Are you sure. still considering starting your own podcast still?
I am. Okay. There are, so, you know, personal life-wise, there's so much going on. I came back from Florida and I was great. I'm going to get this shit started. And then I was hit in the face with a bunch of other things. So there are a few little ends that need to be tied still, and then everything should be up and running. So that will be coming in the future. Not too far ahead in the future, but it's coming.
Sweet. We'll have to keep an eye out for that for sure.
Yeah, you heard it here first. And then how do our viewers that maybe don't know who you are, how do they find you?
Twitter at AntisocialKim, Instagram at AntisocialKim. My username on everything. Don't be alarmed if you see something ridiculous on my Twitter. That's just what I do.
Kim, thanks for coming on the show. We really do appreciate it. Guys, if you want to hear more of these interviews, check out us at SmartSpot on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. Kim, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy and have a good day.